With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and Drez is on the phone. Today he wants to call a girl named Sierra. They actually live long distance. They met online. He went to travel to visit her. They hung out for an entire weekend. He said everything went great. They even sealed the deal. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, you're not.
Okay. I have no idea.
It was a contract.
What sort of deal did you seal, Drez?
I'm a gentleman, if nothing else. I'm a gentleman.
No, right. A
gentleman. I still don't understand what you mean.
Yes. Dude, they slept together.
What?
Yes.
Like it. In the same bed?
No. Oh, God. Let's just say yes.
Drez, did you guys sleep in the same bed?
Yes, we slept.
Wow. Hot and heavy. No, they definitely had a great time, and then he came back home, and since then, the conversation has fizzled off, and now she's not really talking to him, and he doesn't know why, because according to him, everything went great. All right, man, are you ready to give her a call and see why she's not getting back to you?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
And did she ever indicate that maybe she was freaked out by long distance?
No, but I mean, if it did freak her out, like, I would think that would be something that she would tell me about before I flew all the way down to see her for our first date.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right. That is an expensive first date that you did.
All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Sierra, please?
This is she?
Sierra, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who's this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, okay.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Any idea why I'm calling you?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know, you guys. I'm sorry.
I understand. I don't know even what you would guess. I just wanted to see what you would guess. I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with somebody on a date and then end up not calling them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email about you from Drez.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He told us how he met you online and even traveled to come hang out with you. And he thought everything was great. But since he came home, you haven't been returning any of his calls. And he's wondering if he did something wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Wow. Well, I mean, so it's like you meet people online, mm-hmm. and it's kind of strange, you know, and you just kind of hope you don't get catfished along the way.
Yeah, that's...
But Drez was absolutely amazing. He was everything that he said he was. So, no, it was nothing like that.
Oh, my okay. God. So it sounds like you really liked him.
Yes, like, I had really strong feelings for him before he left.
So what happened? Are you just, I mean, he thought, you know, maybe he's jumping the gun and you were just really busy and that's why you haven't really talked to him?
No, like, okay, so I have been at this crossroads, right? Mm-hmm. So I, like, had this big surprise that I wanted to surprise him with. I've just been so confused, like, okay, so my job wants to relocate. Mm-hmm. And it's close to him. It's in, you know, closer to that state, that area. And I wanted to get closer to him. I just didn't know how to do it, what to say.
So you're just, are you just scared? Like, you're scared to tell him, like, hey, I might be moving to your area?
I mean, you know, I kind of felt like, hey, this could be fate because this has never happened. I mean, I didn't want to seem crazy.
Yeah, it does
yeah
seem
like
fast.
I'm moving in next door now.
After one day.
Right?
Yeah, but like not talking to him, that's crazy. Like, how is it going to be fate if you just don't ever talk to him again?
Okay, well, there's this other situation. So I went out.
Your husband has to move with you? Is that what it is?
A little situation.
No, my God. No, I don't have a husband.
Oh, thank God. All right.
So my friends, they threw me a party and... for my going away party.
Yeah.
And it got so crazy.
Okay.
And I feel so horrible about this. But I hooked up with another guy that night
Oh. Oh, okay. So hold up. The moving thing is for sure, because you said it was a possibility. So you are actually going to be moving closer to Jerez.
Yes, I want to. You know, like, I feel horrible about what happened.
Okay.
And so, honestly, I haven't spoken to either of them.
All right, so you feel guilty for hooking up with another dude.
It makes me feel so horrible because I know how I felt about Dres, and I know the weekend we had was like more than a freaking first time meetup.
Yeah, I heard you guys slept in the same bed.
Well, yes, we slept.
But Dres even said you guys didn't have a relationship defining talk. You didn't set boundaries for each other because it was, I mean, yeah, it was a big weekend, but it still was your first date.
Yeah, well, that's true. The truth is, like, I really do care about him. And it was more to me than a first date. I mean, who spends the whole weekend together on a first date?
Right.
Yeah.
And we just such a great connection. So, yeah.
And maybe you needed that hookup with the other dude to affirm everything you're feeling about Dres.
I think it was just a wild night.
Yeah. And who knows? You don't even know that much about Dres. He might like that sort of thing. I have no idea.
Oh, my goodness, no.
We should probably ask him because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
I'm sorry?
Dres is actually on the other line listening.
He
wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
So he knows everything now. Yeah. Dres, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Oh, what up, man?
How are you feeling?
I got to say, I'm really disappointed. I mean, I thought we had, like, this cosmic connection, and I haven't been able to think of anybody else. I'm blown, man.
I haven't even been able to think about anything else but you, to be honest.
Aww.
Like, I'm just so sorry. I've just been so conflicted. I've been going through that and thinking about what happened and feeling horrible about that and thinking about you and moving my job, wanting to get closer to you because I totally enjoyed our weekend as well. Like, I am so sorry. Please forgive me.
I mean, if we hadn't been so far apart and we had, you know, established boundaries or something, then I could be more upset. But, you know, we didn't draw that line. We didn't say, okay, now we're an item.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I would like to know what's the deal with you and this other guy? Is there some kind of future in that? Are you still
Absolutely
seeing him?
Not.
You're sure about
Absolutely
this?
Not. I'm certain of that.
So, like, was he better than me?
Oh, that is not a question you should ever ask.
No, of course not. Nope, never.
I am excited about the thought of you being closer to me because, I mean, I was ready to risk it all. I got to be honest. Like, if there was a situation where it was a distance, I would have come down there. I mean, I really felt like we had this just one-in-a-lifetime shot going, and whatever I had to do, I was going to do it. So.
Oh, man, that's so sweet.
Dude, now that is intense. You were worried about freaking him out, Sierra.
Yeah.
The feeling is so mutual.
Oh, best feeling ever. I'm jealous.
I love you, too.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed out about this situation, but you're going to use your one get-out-of-jail-free card on this one.
All right. Well, then, Sierra, would you like to go on a second date with Dres? We'll pay for it. Not a plane ticket. Like,
yeah.
We'll give you a gift card to go somewhere to eat, but he has to get to you or you have to get to him first.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys would do that for us?
Yeah. And yeah, we do it for everybody on the second date update. So.
Oh, come on.
But yes, we will. We will do that.
Well, I did promise him that I'd be there the next time we had our date, so I'll be there.
Oh, my God. When are you moving here?
Well, my job moves within the next 2 weeks, actually, so sooner than I thought.
Oh.
There you
great.
Go.
Dres, so
you got
excited.
A second date.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I got to be honest. I'm really relieved. This is a big surprise.
So happy for you.
And look at you guys are already creating a great foundation of communication and understanding and forgiveness.
Yes.
Hey, Dres.
Yeah.
Is this where we tell her that we slept together last week?
Oh, my God.
Man, Jubal, shut up, man. Don't tell her anything.
Yeah, sorry to break the news to you, Sierra. Congratulations, you two. Keep in touch with us and let us know how everything goes, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.